Now, a very warm welcome to RNZ Music 101 correspondent Kirsten Johnstone. How are you?
Kia ora, Catherine. I'm good.
Yep, we're Decembering, aren't we? Decembering
we
is a thing.
It's the time of year when we're making lists of our favourite music. We've been looking back at the last two decades of music on Music 101, as you'd have heard from Yarina and Charlotte over the last couple of weeks. But I'm just looking at music released this year. We'll be wrapping up our favourite songs on Song Crush, our favourite local releases on Song Crush this week. A lot of great albums have been released and talked about a lot. Aldous Harding's Designer, Tiny Ruins, Olympic Girls, which came out, you know, straight out of the gate in February, Benny's first two EPs, and some of those will feature on the show. But I wanted to point to a few New Zealand releases that have really flown under the radar a bit, but are really, really good. First up, I've got Lake South, who's been releasing music for 15 years, first as Urban Tramper and now as Lake South. And I bet he's never earned any significant money from it or enough recognition, but he's never quit, which I admire greatly. And he writes fantastic, maybe a little esoteric songs, but he's got really thoughtful lyrics, layered production. I really rate him as an artist. In August, Lake released an album called Wellington, Te Upoko o Te Ika, named for his hometown, and all the songs relate to a place. So there's Holloway Road, Island Bay, Alice Street, Makara, Parliament. He wrote it while he was living in Toronto in Canada, and he's really captured that magic of nostalgia for old times, old friends, old haunts. Those little moments which, you know, mean so much in retrospect. There's a combination of electro synth sounds and more organic ones in there, and almost every song has this huge anthemic chorus which sounds almost like a community chiming in. I'm going to rep my hood today and play Mount Victoria, Tangi Te Keo.
For the summer, looking back, it was a good one. And I miss all my flatmates. There are good people everywhere. It was just around the corner from my parents' heartache. Took wine from the basement, try and keep the face in. Coming, feel what is blowing.
sun and tried for the nth time to sort all my shit out. Make mother proud now. Life could be simple. Life could be beauty. You and I are passionate, but there's a mountain between us.
That is Lake Seth, Mount Victoria, Tangi Te Keo.
Very cool. Getting quite a sophisticated production on that too. It's a great song.
Yeah, it is a great song. He released the songs with an interactive map which played the songs within a 500-metre radius of the trigger point. He also produced a set of postcards and some really great, stunningly shot videos which, you know, illustrate the places that he's singing about. Another release that I think should have got more attention maybe is SJD's Miniatures 1. Sean James Donnelly has been releasing music for the last 20 years. He's a big collaborator of people like Don McGlashan. He's always described as underrated or like a low-key genius. And do go back and listen to his catalogue. There are some amazing songs right through his albums. 2006 album, Songs from a Dictaphone, made RNZ Music's top 21 albums of the 21st century last week, but he's got many great albums. Miniatures was released in May. It was an experiment. Sean wanted to write songs that said what they needed to say in around 1 minute and release one a week, complete with video. He didn't quite manage one a week, but there are 17 tracks on this album, and Miniatures 2 is in the works. Here's one that I loved. It's called Hide Your Brain.
Zombies
JD, Hide Your Brain. It's a Moorish little morsel, hey? Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, sure.
Some of the lyrics are just really mundane. Like the first track, Lava Lamp, is just a list of things he and places he likes. There's a song about having a headache while there's a party downstairs called Paracetamol. But how he manages to make such mundane moments, like this one we're about to hear, sound so epic and beautiful. That really is genius. This is The Corner at 5:30. Thank you. SJD, The Corner at 5:30 from his album Miniatures One.
To wrap an entire song in a minute, not just feel like it's started and someone's cut the power, but to sort of start it and complete it in a minute, how difficult is that?
I think it is pretty difficult. I don't know, how satisfying do you find a minute of song?
Well, fine as long as there's more than one. Like if you were sort of moving between one and the other, it's a little bit like a little chocolate biscuit or something, isn't it? Like
yeah.
The bigger ones we're used to. If you're gonna be a smaller one, sooner or later go.
I feel like he's teasing us a little bit, and I would like to hear full versions of some of these songs.
Maybe we will.
Give me 2.5 minutes at least. Mm. But you know, outstanding beauty from SJD.
All right, where to now?
Well, 2019 has been a really big year for a rap duo from Auckland called Church and AP. Their real names are Elijah Manu, who's Church, and Albert Purcell, AP. They're still in their teens, still living with their parents, but their work ethic is second to none. They are super ambitious and prolific. They've had millions of streams online. They've been covered by international media, played on BBC Radio 1, Triple J, as well as on commercial stations closer to home. This year, they've toured London, Amsterdam. They've done songwriting sessions in LA and travelled all around Aotearoa. They'll support 660 at their Western Springs show. In short, their star is on the rise. This might be a jarring sound to anyone who hasn't listened to hip-hop since the 90s, but it is an addictive sound. So let's hear Church and AP Roulette.
When you hear this shit, spin it like you play roulette. Going straight to the head, don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in the bed if I need that bread. 2 Ks and a letter Y, that's my set. Spin it like you play roulette. Going straight to the head, don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in the bed if I need that bread. 2 Ks and a letter Y, that's my set. Shit. Bounce like the one, nah, nah, nah. Gonna get you some, nah, nah, nah. Bounce like the one, nah, nah, nah. Gonna get you some, nah, nah, nah. Church AP like no AC, and the rain's gon' drive you wild. If you heard about weed, then you know that's it. Go and move your hips, get down. You can't know, that's all I know. My mouth been zipped, my call unknown. When you hear this shit, better pop them bones. When you hear this, it's getting hot and hot. So go and drop that down like ego. Off like Migo. Spin it like you play roulette. Going straight to the head, don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in the bed if I need that bread. 2 Ks and a letter Y, that's my set. Spin it like you play roulette. Going straight to the head, don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in the bed if I need that bread. 2 Ks and a letter Y, that's my set.
Church and AP Roulette. Those beats, that, you know, bouncy bass there, that's by a young producer named Dira Milan. Church and AP released a double EP earlier in the year, but their first official album, Teeth, was just released a couple of weeks ago. And November releases barely ever get enough attention. People are already making their end of year lists and not really listening to too much new music. Last up, Mousy, the stage name of Christchurch songwriter Serena Close. And her debut, Lemon Law, was one of the most complete and assured I've heard in a while. The songwriting is so strong. There's personality all over it. There's depth in the arrangements. Her voice is great. The range of styles is diverse. Over the 12 songs, you'll be able to spot influences all over from Sufjan Stevens to girl groups of the 60s to someone like Angel Olsen. She made the Silver Scroll long list for her first single, Extreme Highs, a super clever song that, you know, any other year would have made the top five. But the whole album is really good, so let's just go with the opening song, a very childlike number called The Dolphin Song.
Kirsten, thank you.
No worries.
I had two real friends, every time they climb my fence, oh, I know that I belong. The tips of the trees from my red trampoline, I was on top of my little world.
It's rather lovely, isn't it? That's the Dolphin Song. And the artist is Mousy. Thanks very much to Kirsten Johnston from RNZ Music 101, who's just illuminated some of the artists she feels have just flown a bit under the radar this year in New Zealand.